Yeah. What we call tick. Rarely now I would they ask me for money. And I'd, maybe one or two now I would, yeah. But they were all, would pay me back, you know, it'd come into a habit. At the end you would know which of us wanted the money. Never innate. Anyone like that I did lend money to would never innate on me.
You'd give things on tick then to
people. Oh, I would, and they pay me by the week. Yeah. Now, a few then, like as time went on then, I think people did get a little lax, but not much around here. I was very lucky. There's a great, there were great people around here, wonderful altogether, and they'd, you know, they were very honest, and so they're still there. I mean, it is, you know, you would do all them things, you would do all them things for them, and they appreciated it, and they came to you, and very many of them I had them with me, 24, nearly 30 years, all the time, never left me, supermarkets or no. So I was always very thankful to them here. So that's the way there is good in most people like that. But there is no, there's an element no come in that they just don't care, they renege. And like they don't think their word is any good. But that time to them women, their word was their bond, what we call it. They used to always say, your word is your bond. And you just,
you're no good.
You're no good, you're not worth tuppence, if they, you know. And that's the way it was done. The men went around when their dead money came. Was there any debts in the shops that they dealt in? And if there was, they were all cleared up. And the pubs. If a man died, you know the pub that they'd go, that they drank in, they would go there when they got the dead, what we call the dead money. And they'd go in and say, was there any tail? I think they called it a tail. Any tail left. And if there was, it was cleared up. So the person, when they went up, was the breeze, the sun, or nothing. Looked down and never lifted it.